let's get started here. So the next topic, let's go through the topics as they come up in the Gemara. Right, so the next topic that comes up, so this is the very next line in the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah says. What's that? Yeah, the Mishnah. The last thing we discussed was Avar Zmano Aser B'Hana. So now we get to the last line of Mishnah, the last line of this ratio here. The Lo Yasik Botana Rikuran. You shall not use chametz as fuel for your ovens. So the Gemara says, well, this is obvious, right? I mean, that's enough. Right? You're using it to benefit. You're benefiting from the fire, from the chametz as fuel for fire, which, you know, you're using to produce something, to produce food. So isn't this obvious that this is forbidden? So Gemara says, Lo tzricha, Rabbi Yehuda damrian bir chametz el sreifa. This is necessary, really, specifically, the Shitas Rabbi Yehuda regarding a machlokas he has with the chametz. Right, the chametz with the chametz is safe for the Mishnah here. Right, the question is, how does one get rid of chametz? So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im bir chametz el sreifa." There's a chiyuv to specifically burn chametz. Whereas Chacham disagree. Chacham think even the fire of zar l'ruach, matal yam, sounds like any way you can get rid of it is fine. Lav dafka sreifa. So the Gemara in Chav Zayin presents this machlokas, explains that the basis for Yehuda is essentially nosar. He thinks that nosar is the makor, is the precedent in which we find sreifa that is applicable to chametz. How? So the Gemara goes through several iterations of it, and actually in the end seems to leave Rabbi Yehuda speechless. Right? He seems to be at a loss to respond how exactly his argument is supposed to work. But nonetheless, his opinion is that just as nosar is besreifa, specifically sreifa, so too chametz. And the rabbanim disagree. They don't think the argument is compelling, and therefore they think any way you can get rid of the chametz, you can get rid of it, it's fine. Seemingly what we're talking about here is mitzvah slash bisi, right? Getting rid of the chametz. So how do you do that? Rabbi Yehuda says sreifa, and the rabbanim say ladavka, it can be even mafar, bezor l'ruach, etc. So the Gemara says here that the specification that it is us to be masik tanur over karayim is necessary, specifically the fear of Yehuda, who holds that ain't your chametz el sreifa. Says the Gemara, I could have thought the thief, Rabbi Yehuda, that mitzvah of sreifa, you could think it's mutter to be nena misreifas chametz, and therefore the Mishnah needed to tell you that it's us. And k'machlan, that's us even for them. The question, obviously, is why? What is going on here? There's no obvious connection, at least, between Rabbi Yehuda, that mitzvah is reifa, and the possibility of being nena misreifasa. What is the connection between that? Why would Rabbi Yehuda's opinion regarding how you get rid of your chametz have anything to do with whether or not to be mutter to be nena misreifasa? Right, seemingly, again, there is a simple reason to aser hana'a from sreifasa, namely, it's hana'a. So what is the Yehuda's, why is there a heter l'fir of Yehuda? What's the happening here? How could there be a heter at all? Why is it specific to Rabbi Yehuda? Once we explain that, we also want to, of course, explain what the maskan is. But for now, at least the havmina bears the burden of explanation. You need to explain why would we have thought l'fir of Yehuda that it would be mudra hana? Okay, that's going to be our question for now. I should note at the outset, I kind of gave it this way in the Maror Makom sheet, that there is a question about the source of this Isser, the level of the Isser, which has nothing to do with the content of the Gemara here. We'll see. Some do consider the possibility that maybe this Isser is a Dirabanan Isser, even amongst Dana. We'll get to that. But for reasons having to do with what we have in our Gemara. There are some Rishonim, however, that think that the whole Isser here is only Dirabanan for reasons having nothing whatsoever to do with what we find in our Gemara. Namely, what? Yeah, what does he say? What's his argument? The Sefer Shlomo and many Chachmei Provence afterwards, including Meiri, and I give it to you guys, you don't need to do the whole litany, Meiri, Machalava, and others, and the Ron, actually. Why? Because it's Shalokhi Darchana, right? The Sugi later on, Chatal Nabez, mentions that you're only looking for Hanos, Kiderchana, son. So the argument goes in the Sefer Shlomo that this Isser here must be only the Dirabanan, because there's no Isser Minat Torah for Hana Shaloki Dirabanan. Okay. We'll see, again, a lot of Rishonim do pick up on this, but it also is clear that there are a lot of Rishonim who just assumed it wasn't true. Among those Rishonim who say that the Isser is Darabanan for a different reason, and then Rishonim who disagree with them about that. So, either way, even whether or not they think it's Darabanan for the other reasons having to do with our Gemara, which we'll get to, or they disagree, they don't apparently assume that it's an Isser Darabanan for the reason of Shloka Darabanan. So, obviously, there are two assumptions going into the Hashlamas, the two components of the Hashlamas argument there. Number one, they say, is Shloka Darabanan. So, what you want to look into, is that obvious? Does that have to be? Can one say that that's not true? So that obviously requires getting into the question of what is defined as Derech Hana. I'll just say now very briefly, there are a couple of arguments one can make here, that some of our actually do make, in the context of trying to explain why this wouldn't be a problem of Shloka Derech. I think a broader issue, though, that is going to be one of the primary questions just in terms of defining, is, and we've seen kind of hints of it already, is Shloka Derech. Does that mean, one way to take it is, it's not its primary intended function? One clear example of that opinion is the famous Shita of the Magen Mishnah, which we've seen, right? Namely, that what? What am I thinking of? See?
That as long as you're benefiting, as long as you're benefiting from it in some way, yeah, that's considered to be Kederach Hana.
No, that's something else. That is something that comes up. Meaning that there's the benefit that Hana might be cited, sort of ill-defined, and therefore the whole notion of Kederach Hana. Yeah, that is something that comes up. That's not. No, the Magen we're referring to is the one that explains the Rambam's Shita regarding Ein Lokin Ahanos as based on the principle Shloka Derech Hana. And his argument was that every ma'achal, by definition, anything but eating it is Shloka Derech Hana. The assumption clearly there is that if it's not its intended primary use, then it's Shloka Derech. But that's not obvious. You could also consider a possibility, maybe it means something like bizarre, sort of deviant use, like eating Chela Chai. That's something which is not just not the normal intended use, but it's actually kind of bizarre. And if that's the case, so then you would obviously want to assess the question of whether or not using it for hesek is Shloka Derech. So that's one possible way one could disagree with it. Another alternative is to say that it's Daraisa, because even if it is Shloka Derech Hana, the Isser of Shloka Derech Hana is Daraisa. It's just in Mokin Olam. Right, remember this? This is what emerges according to the Magen Mishnah. Mishnah Melech really extends that, develops this argument. That what emerges from the Magen Mishnah clearly is that there is, in fact, the Isser Daraisa of Hana Shloka Derech. Because if you're saying that any of the Ma'achal Sesuros, which are not only Chazer Bachila, but the Hana from them is Shloka Derech Hana Asa by definition, then that obviously assumes that there is still an Isser because of the Rasa B'Hana. So the assumption obviously is that there is an Isser Daraisa, right? Magen Mishnah purports must assume this because he's arguing that the Rambam's position that kol ma'achal shenenem mimene v'lo achal in aloke, right? That all ma'achal suros ha'asur b'hana, there's no ma'akos. If you assume that the reason for that is because it's shloka derech, you're obviously also assuming there is an Isser Daraisa, even if you're not loke alein. For a while, I thought the Magen Mishnah was the only one who actually considers that possibility. We'll see. When we get to the Sugya, there are others that seem to as well.
You
on the Makarashi. No, I didn't. That was what I was hinting to the Maramakoma, so we'll get to this when we get there. But the assumption of the Hashlama is that there's only an Isser Darabanan, that it's Mutter Ben HaTorah. But if you think that it's Usser Ben HaTorah, even if the Hanah Shloka Derech, it's still Asr Midaraisa, just not Lokin Alav, like the Magen Mishnah, then obviously you're not going to say this is an Isser Darabanan. Even if it's Shloka Derech, it's also Daraisa. If you take the other position that assumes that there's a Heter Lagamri for Shloka Derech, then you also will have trouble with this Hashlama, because so then why is it in fact Asr at all? Right? It shouldn't be Asr at all if it's true that it's Shloka Derech. So perforce, they would be arguing, presumably, that it is Kiderech. Right? That emerges probably, akrochenu, if you think there's no Isser whatsoever. So obviously, then the Mishnah, lo yasik tanav rikirayim, seems to suggest, that it is Kederek. You have to assume it's Kederek. Okay. In any event, that's just something I wanted to point out at the outset. But again, primary drama here. The Gemara is centering on the having of Mutter Deuteronomy. So the question is, what is that? What does it have? So here there are three approaches in Rishonim, and we're going to go through each of them. I wasn't sure how to give you guys the Marmal comments about them. I'll just mention the three then outside very, very briefly. You've only seen, I think, one of them, although you maybe saw more. I don't know if it's on your own forays in Rishonim somewhere. But only give you Marmal comments. One of them, I'll just mention all three briefly outside. The first one, and that's the one with the Marmal comments here concerned, is the opinion of the Re, that what's going on here is the assumption was that with fear of Yehuda, that Aether would be Mutter, and that would then be Matir Hanavi service comes. That's the one we're going to spend today on. The second one is the Riva, the Tosas Harash. This is an example where you wish the editorial hand of the later generations of the Tosfos on the Tosfos Shas weren't so, what's the word?
Overbearing?
That's a little
proficient.
Effective. what they left out in Tosfos Shas here was, first of all, the other opinion, the Riva. The Riva actually had a different suggestion here. His suggestion was that the basis for this Havmina was a fear of Yehuda, there's reason to think it should be Mutter, Midah Dehavi, as based on the analogy and the precedent, Truma Tameya, where there's a Heter Lehanos Meser Fasa. Okay, we're going to, again, I'm just briefly mentioning, and we'll come back to analyzing it. And then the final approach is that, by the way, is not only the Riva, it's also the Rosh Milanil, will be on the next Marm Komashi. In Tzvin Dayan, it's cited sometimes attributed to the Rebbe. It's not the Rebbe. That synonym Tzvin Dayan was written by Rebbe Shlomo. And then finally, you have the suggestion of Rita David, and I also saw the Rebbe Milanil, basically the same thing. I mean, Erie mentions this as well, that perhaps the Havina here has something to do with the sugya later on about Hanabali Liadim Bal Korcho, about Eshav Elokim Echavin. The basic idea in terms of his application here would be that Lefir of Yehuda, so you have no choice but to do this with Sarifa. So we wouldn't say Lahanasam is Kavin, whereas Lefir of Anan would hold, you can do it any way you want, get rid of it. So the fact that you're doing it with Sarifa, so and being Nen, and Mena would be Usr Yishum Shalanasam is Kavin. Again, we'll get to that too. But the first approach, the most prominent one, clearly, as we see in Rishonim, of how they explain this Gemara, is the approach of the Re, and that's what we're going to analyze now. So the Re's approach is, his explanation is, that the happening here was as follows, that the fear of Yehuda holds that the fear of Chametz is Mesreifa, so the affair of the Chametz is going to be Mutter Bahana, whereas the fear of Rabbanan, who hold that Mitzvaso Bechol Davar, Hashvas is also rather Bechol Davar, so the din is that Ephra was going to be Aser B'Hana. Why? Because we have the Mishnah, right, in Torah, which you've seen, the Mishnah Gemara there, right, where the Mishnah reports that we have different kinds of Yisurei Nav, Hanis Rafin, V'Hanik Barin, and the Mishnah says that you shall not do the other method, Barin, you shall not be Sarifin, Hanis Rafin, you shall not be Kovin. Why can't you be Sarifin and Barin? Here the Gemara explains that you can't be served in a garden because there's a difference in terms of the din ha'efer. The din ha'efer of Nisrafin, right, is mutter. Nisrafin, Ephron, mutter. Nikbarin, Ephron, aser. And therefore, there's a concern, this is the way Rashi checks the bar, there's a concern for a takala, you would still have it, you would still have the efer hanging around, and that would be something which would be problematic since Ephron, aser. We'll see that other terms give different explanations or hinted different explanations. But either way, what emerges from the Gemara is, there is this basic distinction in terms of Afer Surayana, Afer Hanikbarin is Aser, Afer Hanisrapin is Mutter. So the Re says that, given that's the case, he suggests the din of Afer Chametz depends on whether or not you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda or Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Afer Chametz El Sreifa, so for him, Chametz is Min Hanisrapin. Right? Whereas Lefi Rabbanan, who hold that you don't have to be sorry fit, so it's Minanik Barin. And therefore, Ephron will be Aser. Okay, that's the suggestion of the Re. And the Re views this as being what's sort of unspoken in the Gemara, That's the basic premise here. The fear of Yehuda, the anger comes out Sreifa. Therefore, Ephra is Mutter. Right? And then there's a second component. Right? Really, the Havni of the Re comes down, boils down to two components. The first one is that the Din Efer Chametz depends on Rav Yehuda v'Chamin. And then the second one is, and this we'll see, it's clearly already in the Tosfos, the premise that is dispensed with the Gomaskana here, just the way that they formulate the Havni, you know.
Sorry, what do you mean by that?
I mean by that, just look closely at the language of Tosfos. There are two components, there are two premises involved here in the Re. Number one, the din of Efer Chametz depends on Machlokes Rav Yehuda v'Chamin. How do you have to get rid of the Chametz? Yeah. Such that Rav Yehuda, it's going to be Mutter, Lefi Chachamin will be Aser. And then secondly, that if the Efer Chametz is Mutter, that would then be caused to be Matir Hanah Misrefas Chametz. And I say that it's clear, I think, in the Tosfos where the Maskana, what the Maskana dispenses with, right? Now, so basically, the two essential propositions of the Re are, number one, there's a difference between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda in terms of Efer Chametz. Lefi Rabbanan, Efer Chametz is going to be Aser Lebana, whereas Rabbanan, Efer Chametz is going to be Mutter Bana. Number two, if Efer Chametz is Mutter Bana, that would then provide for a basis to be Nana Mi Sreifas Chametz. Right? If the Efer is Mutter, that would allow you to then be Nana Mi Sreifas. I'm not explaining this, I'm going to. For now, I'm just pointing it out. Right? And therefore, given that, that's where the Havmina came from. I should be able to be Nana from Chametz Lefir Begida because, number one, Efer is Mutter, and if Efer Mutter, so Hanami Sreifas is Mutter. Okay? I'm just saying that the way they present it is clear what they think that the Maskana is, where the shift is. Right? That's a tautology. If those two things are both true, if you're Behuda, Efer Chametz is Mutter, A. B, if Efer Chametz is Mutter, then you can be Nana Mi Sreifasa. Those two things lead to the conclusion, you can be Nana Mi Sreifasa. Right? Assuming you're passing like Behuda. The conclusion of the Gemara, though, that even the fear of Yehuda is going to be Aser, so obviously he dispenses with one of these. So here the Tosfos will say, and I'm just saying you can be Daigit, well, you see what...
You're saying it's not that it's saying that it's up from Aser, it's saying that the other time, as in a little one, as in a...
Yeah, how do you know that?
It says, oh, that's how I read it.
So yeah, no, I'm saying, I think you're right. How do you know that that's...
Yeah,
that that's
the Hadi historically, listening, you know, Kamash 1, then I read it in my head, no.
Well, Tosfos actually doesn't say what the Kamash Malan is.
No, here. I read it in my head. You might have thought that.
But there's a reason why I'm saying there is something Tosfos says. Tosfos slips in there the words that would tell you that he thinks this is the premise that it's going to be retreated from, withdrawn, in Maskana. It's actually three words, but in Rosh Hashanah.
Is that right, though?
Yeah. Right? It doesn't say, the Kosaka Daita. He says, "You should fear Yehuda, Ephraim, Mutter, because Sakadaita, right? And the Havina was that if so, then we Mutter Lehanas Mistrefas, right? It's a little bit of a foreshadowing of what the Maskana is according to that, right? You see, you understand the answer?
Yeah,
right. It's like Mishum Dilur Yehuda, Amar Chametz. Again, the two components of the Re's explanation." The reason understanding of Havmin is, number one, as opposed to Lechachamim, or Yehuda, Efer Chametz is Mutter. Number two, if Efer Chametz is Mutter, that would then license, somehow, some way, be getting Hana, Misrei Fasa Chametz. Misrei Fasa. Right? Follow me?
Yeah, last part.
Number one, Efer Chametz is Mutter, Hana.
Yeah.
Number two, if Efer Chametz is Mutter by Hana,
okay.
Then that would, for whatever reason, we're going to get to this, this is a significant point, obviously, that would then be grounds to allow for Hana Misrei Fasa Chametz.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's clear, the Tosos think, in presenting it even, that the second premise is what's withdrawn the Maskana, because the way they present it is, Mishundler Yehuda, because Akadaita, and you could have thought, I would have thought, right, that if so, given that Chametz is Mutter Lefir Yehuda, if Chametz is Mutter Lefir Yehuda, I would have thought that allows you to then be Nena Misrefasa, Kamashla. Right? It's just the presentation. But either way, those are the two essential premises. And so what we discussed first is just the first premise that Din Efer Chametz is going to depend on a Rito of Chametz. We'll go back to that. The second point, though,
right, again, this idea that if Afer is Mudrabana, then that's grounds to say you can be Nehem and Tosar Fasa. Why is that? I mean, Afer Chamitz is Mudr, but Chamitz is a Mudr. I mean, the whole premise of Afer Chamitz is that it isn't Chamitz now. It's Afer Chamitz. But when you're burning the Chamitz, you're burning Chamitz, not the Afer Chamitz. So what's the Havmin here? So you don't get much of an explanation for it in the Tosos here. But you get more of a sense of what's going on here if you look at Rav Shans. And the explanation for that is based on the Sugya later on. Sugya of what? Of Shavach Eitz and Bepach. Yes, correct. In particular, on Shiz Rabbanim. There. So basically, the Sugya there of Shavach Eitz and Bepach, so what it's discussing is really, it goes back to our Mishnah here. Lo yasa bo tanei b'karayim. And the question basically is, well, what happens if you use it for henah, and in fact, you do do it. You're not allowed to, but let's say you did. The question is, what about the products of that use? That seems to be the question. What about the products of use? That seems to be the question, right? So there are a couple of possible products. One, which we're not going to discuss now, is the oven itself. If the oven is chadash, so the way that ovens worked in those times, I haven't conducted any physical experiences that I can really speak with experience to know this, but apparently the ovens, the clay made ovens that were used back then, only could function as ovens once they were heated up. You needed to heat it up to stimulate a chemical process which would then allow it to be used as an oven. So it's kind of the makir hadash of the creation of the oven. And that could also be the first time you use it. So the first time you use it, in other words, to cook, it actually not only benefits the production, benefits you in creating the bread or the dish or whatever it is that you're doing, it also helps create, in essence, the oven. So one question exists is, what do you do about the oven there? You benefited by making your oven suitable now from that fire, and that's a question we're not going to get into. It comes up on Chav Zayin together, because of the Mishnah it does, the Mishnah Orla, right? Okay, so that's just talking about the oven, the din of the oven. The din of the oven is, if it's chadash, so what's halacha? Break it up, right? And if it's yashan,
then
yutzan. Then you can't use the fire as you're burning it, but you don't have to actually dismantle it, because it's not brought about by the Yisr Hanah. It didn't contribute at all to the oven. Okay, that's not our topic. What is our topic is the next line. Alpha bo sapas, asurim bahana. So the mission presents, she does Rabbi, we'll see, that if you bake bread with it, so then the bread is asur bahana. Right, the product of the cooking or the baking that you did with Yisuri Hana is going to be asur. That's, Gemara says, that she does Rabbi, as opposed to the shita of the Rabbanim who hold that it's mutter. Quotes later on. Tanner shesigu b'klibi orlas. Opekashin shal kilei akarin. Chadash yutat yeshan yutat. Afabos pas rebi omer pas mteres. Hacham omer pas asura. And the Gemara says it should be meipach. This is only Shmuel, but as we have it, it says the opposite. Afabos pas rebi is oser and the Hacham omer mat. Okay. So the Gemara goes on to question what the basis for rebi is. Why would it be oser? And it basically, I don't want to get into that now. The truth is, we're not really analyzing the Sugya per se. We're really just going to analyze what's necessary for us. The Gemara goes into the possibility that maybe Rebbe's based on a din of Gorim, Zebizet Gorim, being Usser, and then seems to shift to the other possibility, which is not that Zebizet Gorim is Usser, but rather Yeshavach Eitzim Bepas. The basic word is Yeshavach Eitzim Bepas. What does that mean? What does that mean, Yeshavach Eitzim Bepas? So here there are different interpretations of Rishonim. Again, this is a sugya we'll analyze in depth today. For whatever reason, what this means is, even if you think Zev Zegorim is Mutter, Zev Zegorim, right? Everybody familiar with this? Because the Gemara mentioned it. Yeah, Zev Zegorim is when you have two things which are responsible for the bringing about of a certain product. And one of them is Usser to use, and the other one is Mutter to use. So this is my focus. What is the status of the product? Zev is a goring us or Zev is a goring mutter. With regard to the pas, so let's assume the oven is fine. It's mutter oven, so it's a funny yashan. So you have eight sindi surah and oven, which is a heter,
the eggs and the almonds together work to produce the bread, right? So the Gemara says maybe Rebbe's opinion that holds that passes usser is based on the assumption that Zeb is a garm usser. The Gemara is saying, alternatively, Rebbe's position is not that Zeb is a garm usser, but rather, Yesha b'feitzim b'pas. Apparently saying Yesha b'feitzim b'pas makes you immune to the problem, to the issue of Zeb is a garm. But what does it mean? So here I'll just briefly go over it, and again, we're not now, I think, this purpose, I didn't really give you Marma Kumas for it. Some Rishonim think what it means, basically, this is a din of gorim. Here, the dominant gorim is the gorim shalisur. And in that case, where you have such a dominant, prominent role for one of the gorim, if that gorim is usur b'hana, then it's going to be osur b'hana, even though, in general, zeb z'gorim is matur, but that's only where there's sort of co-equal contributions, but where one of them is particularly dominant in his contribution to creating the product, then even though there was this other factor that was there, but it'll still be us. So it's basically saying it's an exception to the heter of Zeb Zagorim. It's only true where you have co-equal contributions. Here you have a particularly noticeable contribution from one of the Gorim. Yeshev HaKetz in the past means that it's particularly Nikar Pas, the specific contribution of the Gourmet HaEitzim. That's one general approach. Again, we'll get to the nuances right in the sugya. Alternatively, some say that it is not Midigarim at all. It's not that there's, you know, a Gorim here which is so dominant that even though, normally speaking, Zeb Zegorim is Mutter, this one will crowd out the Heder Gorim. No, what we're dealing with here is a separate concept where basically what we say is we view the Eitzim as Ki'ilu, their Bepas. It's not that there's Gorim here, there's almost like it's the Be'en, Bepas. Rishonim give a helpful analogy to say it's kind of Ki'in. What? Anybody can think of what you might say here?
Tom Kiker,
very good. It's Ki'in Tom Kiker. It's not like you actually have a bit in, but there's a Ki'ilu of a bit in. But correct, what we're dealing with here is something akin to that. These concepts. When you bake via the fuel, via the Isurianna, so then we do that as if it's Ki'ikar, that which is baked via that process, kind of contains. Yeshev HaKetz Impas means that the Eitzim are viewed as being Bipas. Obviously, if you're dealing with the Be'en Atzmo, there's not a din of Gorim anymore. Zeb is a Gorim. It's not going to be, right, it's not going to be Mutter, it's still the thing which is Usher. It's obviously immune, so long as it's Kilu with Be'en is Nitzah be Gufa Shalpas, it's not a din of Gorim. It's not Usher Alts being Nigra Ayidei, Eitz and Disura. It's Usher Bitoras, Eitz and Disura, the Ikar of the Eitz and Disura. Okay, again, we'll get to it. What I want to talk about is not what's relevant for us. Is not Shitas Rebbe HaOser. What's relevant is Shitas Rabbanan HaMatirim. At least at first. What is the basis of the Heter of the Rabbanan? So here I did give you guys Marma Kumas. You saw this? Here I think you can clearly discern two different directions. What is the Nekudas HaMachlokas here for the Rabbanan? Just broadly speaking. Why do they think that the Pas is Motzer? So number one, you find, I think, the natural, normal, you know, instinctive understanding of it. Rabbanan disagree with whatever Rebbe says, meaning they don't think that the nene from pas that was cooked by Atzei Isser is in violation of Isser Hanah. That doesn't constitute Hanah Haneseris. Either the unique exception of Zeb Zegorim doesn't apply here or doesn't exist. They also negate the idea that there's a concept of Eitzim Bepas. The way the Rid, anybody see the way the Rid formulates it?
No.
Yeah, the way the Rid formulates it is it's kichilufei sirna. It's essentially the equivalent of, right, machron mikishnei muteris, because kichilufei sirna, right, that which you trade the sirna for. You're not allowed to sell it. If you sell it, the dummin are going to be mutarim. Right, so the Rid says here is that the Rabbanan say this is kichilufei sirna. You're not allowed to use the sirna as fuel, but should you do so, the product is going to be mutter, right? It doesn't extend. The Isser Hana doesn't extend. What I didn't want to get into the details of are whether or not this would be true, even if you held Zeb Zegorim Usser. Whether or not the Rabbanan requires the assumption that Zeb Zegorim mutter, different opinions in Rishonim about it. The opinion that the more Mechudas Tinuk is saying, even if Zeb Zegorim is Usser, they think this is mutter. But if you want, you can assume for now at least that this general approach is that, you know, we negate whatever basis to Asr the pas exists. The Rebbe, there's no such din that we view the Eitz and Ilu. There's a be'en, you know, besocha ha-pas, right? There's no concept like Tamkikar here. We don't believe in that. We don't believe that that's the case. So therefore, there's no be'en here. And we don't believe that in the absence of the be'en, it would be Asr as a nigra. Whether because, you know, based on the assumption of Zevzerim is Mutter, or even if Zevzerim is Asr, whatever. That's the normal assumption. And the Machlokas really is just then about what? Whether the pas is Mutter to eat. Okay. No Machlokas, though, about, on this view, there's no Machlokas about whether or not it's Mutter to use the ish in the first place.
Just to be Nana.
No, whether or not it's Mutter to use the ish to bake. The question is only, having violated the Isser by using it to bake, does the product also become Asr? That's the only question. And here Rebbe thinks yes for whatever reason, and Rebbe thinks no for whatever reason too. If we had stopped here, that would be completely irrelevant to our topic. We still don't have an explanation. All right, just to catch you up. We still don't have an explanation for the second component. The first component of the read, again, is that the din Eber HaChametz depends on Machlokes Rabbanan or Rabbi Yehuda regarding Biur Chametz, how you're Mavar Chametz. The fear of Yehuda that Chametz is mitzvah of a sreifa, that means it's been a misrafa and efro mutter, as opposed to Rabbanan, that it's Hashmas Vachodavar, be efro aser. That was number one. Number two, the assumption that if efro is mutter, so that licenses using it is all part of the Havim. That licenses using it as fuel for cooking. You can be nan and mea chametz b'sreifa. So the question is, well, why would you think that? I mean, you're still talking about using the chametz as fuel. Why do you think that if the efro is mutter, that before it's efro you can use it? So that's what we're getting to, and I think the Tosafos doesn't speak to it on the daf, but if you look at the Rash, he sends you the sugyas, which, although again, not in the context of explaining this point, but he just happens to mention these other sugyas, that this is clearly what is going on. The assumption that the Re has here is based on the sugya of Shevach Etzim Pas, in particular Shizra Bati. So again, so far we've just looked at Rebbe who asers the Pas, why he asks it. Rabbanan, the question is, what does Rabbanan disagree about? So one or the other, I think the major approach to take here, just based on what the Gemara presents, is he doesn't think the pas becomes us. Right? Rabbanan don't think the pas becomes us, so they don't think that there's a base to asr here. Okay. However, the Re himself thinks that that's not the explanation of the Rabbanan. So you guys saw the curves on this? The Re thinks that the Rabbanan don't argue that there's no such concept as Asering the product of the Isser Hana. If I use Isser Hana to create the pas, so they don't disagree that that would then Asr the pas. What they disagree with is whether or not you're doing that here. What is the disagreement? Ein Shevach Eitzim pas, they think. What does it mean? I think the word to stress would be Eitzim.
In the original Chafetz HaShalayis.
They think, I give you guys one card, right? Am I mistaken here? I'm pretty sure I gave you guys the cards on.
What section is this in?
What?
What section is this in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nobody get out there? Okay. The way I'm doing it is, I present the Marcos, that's the word of the Marcos, but I'm going to come back to the analysis of the first half. And then what I want to do first is just try to address, you know, the I think, clearly more counterintuitive proposition, the second one of the week. Not that Hefer Chametz Lefir Rabbanan will be mutter because you're not serving, but rather, if it's mutter, then that means that we could then have a Havanina that will be mutter Lehanas Tok Serpas. Where does that come from? So I'm just analyzing that first, but the Tosfos in Dibur Ma'aseh Chadash says as follows, that the explanation for the Rabbanan there is not that they negate the idea that the pas ha-nef ha-idei surina, that there's a basis to asr the pas. They think that that's not what's going on here. It's not going to be nef ha-idei surina. Why? Says the Tosfos on Chaf Vavam Beit. The Rabbanan Tzafri ain shevach etzin b'pas. Ava bisha avuka kinegdo. Right, the Gemara goes on to state their two opinions about whether Rebbe Osser specifically Shebu Kekinega. We generally assume, I think most assume that that's true. It's only Osser for Rebbe if the flame is still there. But if it's already, everything's already, everything is already burnt. Even if it's Lo Chashos, even if it's still sizzling, but there's no flame anymore, it's just kind of a burnt coal that's still sizzling, that would be Mutter. But specifically when the end is there and it's on fire, right? So Rabbanu say that it's Mutter. Rabbanu Tzavri in Shevach Hitzim Bas, Aho Bisha Vuka Kinegra Shal Heves in a Bala Min HaEitzim Ela Matmas Mashu HaNisra. Then Cain he Kamo Gachelis Ein HaIsra V'En Ein Hikshu V'Kain Peres Rosh. What does the Tosas here say? This is the Reed's approach. This is something that the Tosas Shantz says it was in, and he brings again a major proponent of the sugya here was kind of left out, both sugyas, by the editors of the Gemara Tosos. You look at Tosos Shantz on Tov Zayin, Tov Bava and Beis, rather. So the Tosos Shantz explain more explicitly.
What page?
Tov Bava and Beis in the Gemara. The Tosos there say, V'Rabban Sabri, Ein Shevach Eitzim Pas. What does that mean? Ein chashav kimo she'eitzim shehin be'en open as a pas. Aval be'ichu avay b'shvil chom ha'avuka ein ba'a machmas eitzim shehin be'en ela machmas mashu ha'nisra ba'chom ha'shel chelas. Dem keni avya chashuv kimo avya chelas ein eitzim be'en. That's the closest here. This is as opposed to Riva, who had given one version of the first direction. Aval Riva pirish yeshav acharei l'kulei. The Ein Shevach Eitzim Pas perish in Chashu Kemosha Anasa Isser Yiyeh B'Pas. Okay. So, what they're saying is the idea that the reason you would say what Ein Shevach Eitzim Pas means is that it's the baking here is not being done via the Be'en Isser No. It's really being done by the Mashu HaNisraf. It's viewed as being Nimenu Es Efer, as what it ends up turning into. Did anybody see the Rima Burina? Yeah, I have it somewhere. The Rima Burina is otherwise, I think, not so well known. I'm a student of the Reeve. So the Rima Burina on Avodah Zarah writes, his formulation is pretty helpful. He writes, do you have it? Can you get it?
Yeah.
So do you have it?
Yeah.
So just read the part that I quoted.
It's like I think he quoted like a song, like a long piece.
In the part of the time, you're about to shard mission the Cheshbinim with the Paskilu ain't Bavi Davar Shnei Ma'arda. Lachi shard. Alpha God the most of the Cheshbinim with Eitzim Kilu Naso Eifer Bishasa Pesa Pas. The Kamei Shahaso. We'll get to that in a second. Rather, our Kochenu here to Tliki Behar but Rabbi Rabbanu Rabbi Tzori Yeshav Achetzim Pas the Mashman training in Yeninu. Hear the point. Now they call Malcolm Lahabi Kefer, that's Rebbe. In other words, the way he's presenting it is Rebbe's opinion is She'enon Kimo Efer. The Eitzim that are responsible for the burning is not the Eitzim as Efer, but the Eitzim as a Be'en. But Michal, he doesn't put it explicitly in the mouths of the Rabbanan, explicitly, but he implies it. The Rabbanan, the Rebbe, believe that that's not the case. The Rabbanan and the Rebbe believe, the Gabi Shevach Eitzim, the reason they think that it's Mutter is because they think that the Hana'a here is really not from, we don't view it as from the Eitzim as a Be'en, they really view it as Eitzim as Kilu post the Sreifa. It's Eitzim as fuel, what it's good for is the fodder, is Eifer. The Gacheles Shebo is almost anticipated, and it's really deriving benefit from it as a piece of coal. So the Gacheles Shebo, which is Ke'efer, according to the Reed, is really where the Hana'a is coming from when you're using it to cook. And therefore, it's considered to be nena mi efro shehumud. There are a couple of nafkaminas here, though. Number one, I'll get to one second. Two major nafkaminas in this approach. Number one, and this is the major raya for the reason of the Rabbanan. According to this, is it going to be usher to bake it in l'chatchila? According to the other approach,
it
was Pashat Aser, right? Because the whole Rebbe's opinion here is that is or transfers to the product, and the Rabbanan thinks that it's not true. There's no basis to Aser the product, right? It's like you use the Isser, you did the Isser, but you did it, and it's like having sold. Now you have the diamonds.
But Lefi Rabbanan,
according to the
Ri, you're not actually being nene me ha iser here. You're being nene me something which is mutter. That's not only a reason to be matter the pas, it's a reason to be matter using it lechachila. Now, to me, this is a difficulty because it doesn't sound like that's machlokas. However, the Ri has a very compelling riot at this point. He thinks that, and that's actually the reason he came to this explanation, is because the Gemara goes on to ask a question about the Rabbanan. If you assume that the machlokas, the Gemara says, if you assume the machlokas is b'sheka abuka kenegdo, Rebbe only offers it when there's actually fire coming from the behen. And the Rabbanan who are matir in that case as well. So then, in what case do you ever have eitzim that you sewer the Rabbanan? And the Gemara's answer is b'shar shifa. Anybody see what that means? A chair. Yeah. So, what is the question here? Eitzim yisur l'rabbanan. What do you mean, eitzim? How do you ever have eitzim that are asur l'rabbanan? Eitzim are asur, it's just that you're not, it doesn't asur the pas. Why do you have to come to a chair? What do you mean? We're talking about a chair. Right? That's the question that the Ri has. So, we'll pick it up. I guess we'll start.